Tonight, breaking news from the FMT network. After dropping subscribers like flies, Fredericks has decided to hook up with a professional podcast producing firm. So please, tighten your seatbelts and get ready for the new, the improved Fredericks Mind Thing 2011. On this episode, we are going to feature some long-rumored and rarely heard interview footage with AP Mike, the associate producer of the best show on WFMU.
Yeah, I drink to forget.
Exclusive discussions about his goals.
Leave a horrible legacy.
That's right, on the new and improved FMT podcast. Gone professional on you. Ready? Go! Coming up next. What is your greatest fear? We have experts standing by to confirm and even reinforce whatever it is that you just thought of. That's right. This is the new commercialized FMT podcast.
Yeah, I drink to forget.
An FMT exclusive, AP Mike reveals how history will portray Barack Obama.
Horrible legacy.
He also explains why Obama shouldn't take the coward's way out.
You can't kill yourself because you hurt other people.
That's just some of what's in store.
I've lived alone for a long time.
Tell us what you learned, Mike.
My uncle's bar, my mom took a gamble. It's very cheap. Just like the gamble in Next up,
our traffic report.
My God, Jim, this is horrible. There's Neil Hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
Thanks for your eye in the sky reporting.
My name's not Jim.
Mom, that's it for now. We have to go investigate a Fox News report of a giant ape climbing up the Statue of Liberty. We'll get back with you with details later.
Much already.
Frankly, I can't understand a word these people are saying.
That's fine. That probably just means that it's nothing important. That's it from our foreign desk. Take it away. Next up, thought of the day.
Well, it is mid-December. It's time for us to think about those less fortunate than ourselves. And how grateful we are that we're not them. And if we get behind the gates and close our windows and our blinds
and crank that old stereo
playing Christmas carols, you can't even hear their screams of anguish. And that's what I love about America. Sure, we have needy people, but we don't have to look at them. Let it snow. And that's what I love about America. I'm so grateful. The top 1% of our population controls fully 33% of the wealth. And as long as I can find a way of making friends with some of those people in that 1%, I don't have to think about the poor people at all.
God bless America.
Next, on the FMT podcast, we'd like to pay a special tribute to the incoming Speaker of the House, Mr. John Boehner, a man many people feel is America's last hope.
All right. I spent my whole life chasing the American dream. I put myself through the bar at my dad's tavern, working every rotten job there was, and every night shift I could find. And I poured my heart in the bar at my dad's tavern. I put my name forward and ran for office. So I'm going to thank every rotten Chevy, my heart and soul, in running a small business. A poor you, ready to leave. That's Washington.
I came here to do something. And I take the top of our list.
Back to today's top story. The top secret AP mic tapes have finally been released.
Warning,
there are some revelations some listeners may find shocking.
What happened was I got many shots of Apple Berenson, tipped me over the edge. I woke up in the middle of the night in total darkness, and in my drunken state, I thought I had been locked in the strip club. I thought I was in the men's room at the strip club that they closed down the bar, left me in there. So, I have to escape, right? I have to get out of this strip club bathroom. So, what I begin to do in the dark to find the window that I can escape out of. Well, yeah, most bathrooms have a window. Yeah, even in a strip club. And so, but I wasn't in a strip club. I was in my bed, and I ended up basically sort of feeling around in my bedroom to the point where I actually got to the window in my bedroom, punched it out. I was still living at home. And basically, it wasn't until I punched my way out of my own bedroom window that I realized I was on the front lawn of my parents' house. Here's what happened. Once I got outside, I realized where I was. And the reason why I was trying to escape was because I had to urinate. So once I punched my way through the window and used the bathroom inside, or do I just urinate outside? That's what I did. So I urinated outside. And then crawl back in the window.
That was a great story, Mike. What a wonderful ending. That was the end, right?
No.
All right, then go ahead. What else happened?
Something happened.
I'm sure.
Maybe I didn't punch my way through the screen. Maybe I was able to pull it across.
But that changes the whole story. What is the point of this story?
The point was I had to escape and then discover that I was on the front lawn.
Thanks so much for that. Revealing interview, AP Mike. Everyone here at the FMT Podcast Network is glad you were able to survive that harrowing experience.
Well, that's what happened.
Well, that concludes this episode of the FMT New and Improved and Commercialized Podcast. In the week of December 18th, 2010. Look forward to exciting episodes like the one you just heard coming to a computer near you.
Any questions, complaints, feel free, get in touch by touch.